right. Unfortunately, I got to fade that out for you. Talk about that song a little bit. Send you off there. Of course, that's Elvis right now here in the background. Sorry, Elvis. The song Suspicious Minds. And that was off, I got that off a compilation, Elvis 30 Number One Hits. Originally came out in 1969. That release was back in 2002. And then, it's actually his final U.S. hit, number one hit. And then we started off with Neil Diamond with I Am, I Said. That was off his 1971 album, Stones. Interesting story. Apparently he wrote that after he failed a screen test for the role of Lenny Bruce in Lenny, which went on, of course, Dustin Hoffman got that role, so he was sad and wrote that song, apparently. All right, well, that's the set. That's the show. I'm Sully. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate DJ Dick coming in, having some fun here today. And, hey, we'll see you next time. Be safe out there.
From the day you're born until the day you die, if you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain, a lot of heartache, blood, sweat, and tears. So many nights you lie awake crying, wondering, will the day ever come that you'll be able to rest? Will the day ever come that you'll be able to relax and just take life easy for a little while? Because it only lasts for a little while. But if you are one of the economically poor groups, you ain't gonna hardly have that time. While on the other hand, all the well-to-do rich folks just play, lay and play, having plenty of fun. So you work hard every day, getting a little pay. Then on weekends you got a couple of days that you can say, well, let's go out and have a little fun. I don't want to break my back no more this week. I'm going to wait till Monday and go back again. There's a river that runs along. It's been running along as long as life has been. And this river keeps on running. Just as life keeps on going, and the folks keep on working. Every day they working.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Jack's back!
Doing the drag, the drag.
Igor's chained and he's doing it right. The coffins are opening left in the ground.
Now is the time to really shake them down. Potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's giving up and she's raring to go.
But first I am thirsty, make mine tight go.
Ah, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends. Darling, what is the number of your private line? It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any old time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the juggler vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry and got anything to eat.
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
Dares to invade even an inch, the revolutionary armed forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Came those golden days.
I beg of you not to be comfortable.
Scientific tests prove.
I beg of you not to lean back and say what a brave little old woman to talk about her sins.
Let your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove.
Yeah.
beg of you not to be comfortable.
Scientific tests prove.
I beg of you not to lean back and say what a brave little old woman to talk about her sin.
Let your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove.
Yeah. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
The next one I call won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or is up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his mivvy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop I still be calling that shop. I've got those teleop blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lions made expect me to sit here and sell, when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, the whole world seems Hindu. I try my darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a burk offering fruity blue to a Randy Turk. I know that's one CTM I won't be calling again. I've got those teleop blues, let me tell you about it.
Hi, my name is Louie Louie, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. A touchy, to be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction.
Oh,
Archie. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touchy. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means one, two, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Done our thing. We have evolved. We're up on our hind legs. The problem solved. We are artists. We are mathematicians. Some of us hold extremely high positions. But we are tired, we're hardly breathing, and we're free. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're sick and tired of all this self-serving grieving. All we wanted was a little consensual rape in the afternoon and maybe a bit more in the evening. We are scientists. We do genetics. We leave religion to the psychos and fanatics. But we are tired. We got nothing to believe in. We are lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving. Thing. sound of 6 billion people going down. We are magicians, we are deceiving. We're free and we're lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving.